You're listening to KNKX, and the Trump administration's travel ban is in effect, at least partially. The Supreme Court allowed certain restrictions to move forward last week. They affect travelers from six mostly Muslim countries who don't have close ties in the United States. 88.5's Will James reports that poses a problem for refugees coming to the Puget Sound region and the people who help them.
Washington State is the nation's fourth biggest destination for refugees. Greg Hope helps around 200 of them a year start a new life in the Puget Sound region. He's in charge of refugee resettlement for the Episcopal Diocese of Olympia. His office is in a Seattle church.
You see a list here of people overseas, and you know, I've sort of marked out who's Iraqi, who's Somali, who's Syrian.
They're all waiting to come to the Seattle area to flee persecution in their home countries. Also in front of him is a paper with brand new guidelines on who can enter the country. It means he's probably going to have to make some tough phone calls.
Through a lot of experience, I think about a third of these are going to be problematic.
That third is refugees who come through his office without any close family here. They also don't have jobs or colleges waiting for them. And that means under these new rules, they're not allowed to arrive if they're from one of the affected countries. Amy Williams-Derry is an attorney helping represent the diocese in a lawsuit it filed over the travel ban in February. She says some refugees are the only survivors in their families.
To say that someone can't resettle in the United States because they've lost their family and they can't qualify for that reason, or that a close friend or a grandparent isn't sufficient to bring them over, it really seems brutally arbitrary.
Nonetheless, that's the news Greg Hope expects to deliver to friends and family waiting for some of the people on his list.
I think you just have to tell people the facts as we know them.
He says for people in his line of work, those facts seem to be changing day by day. Will James, 88.5 News.